Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on Kiddush. Just to continue from what we were discussing yesterday, the concept of not only believing that God created the world, but believing that God conducts the world, and seeing those two as connected points. There's an idea I once saw from Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. I might have even mentioned it on a previous series. Forgive me if I'm repeating myself. I think it's a very significant idea. We know there are 39 malachos of Shabbos, 39 prohibited activities. And there are many, many subsets of those 39 activities. Now, a very common theme among them, and it even has halachic ramifications, is acts of creation, constructive acts. So, for example, you have cooking. So I had these raw ingredients, and I made something. I put something in the oven. That's a malacha. Writing is a malacha. I put something. I put pen to paper. I wrote a word. That's a malacha. When you go down the list in general, the malachos of Shabbos, the different prohibited acts of Shabbos, are things involved with creation. That makes perfect sense. If Shabbos is about the recognition that God created the world, I take all these different creative activities and I refrain from them because I'm not the creator. God is the creator. So if Hirsch asks a basic question, there's one malacha that seems to have nothing whatsoever to do with creation, and that is Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah is the malacha of transferring from one domain to another. Those of us who live in communities with Eruvs don't really have an issue of this on a normal week. But there's a basic halacha. If an Eruv is absent, there are different prohibitions of carrying from one type of domain to another type of domain. So that's not creating anything. If I pick up a book and I take it from my home to the park, I didn't create anything. I just moved thing from one place. I just moved it from one place to another. So Rav Hirsch says beautifully that that's another aspect of recognizing God's dominion over the world. Not only is he the creator, but he's the one who makes everything else happen. So refraining from transferring from one domain to another is a recognition that not only did God create the world and set it in motion, but he continues to conduct it. Because the transfer is not to create something, but it's to manipulate it. And this is the recognition and belief that God controls what happens in the world. And Rav Hirsch, just to continue with what we spoke about yesterday, Rav Hirsch says that's why we talk in Kiddush that Shabbos commemorates the creation of the world and Shabbos commemorates the Exodus from Egypt. Because the act of transferring shows that God runs the world. What's the greatest example in the history of the Jewish people of God running the world? That is the Exodus from Egypt. That the Egyptians were in so much control of the Jews, and God did miracles and wonders to get the Jews out. Just another idea to think about. To come back to some of the halachos of Kiddush, we're going to kind of go rapid fire in a number of things. So one is, it's very common in homes for one person to make Kiddush on behalf of another person or a number of other people. So just a very basic thing to keep in mind, if I'm being motzi you, if I'm helping you fulfill your obligation in Kiddush, I have to have in mind to be motzi you, and you have to have in mind to be motzi, to be yotze, to fulfill your obligation with me. So it's not enough for you to just overhear my Kiddush if I didn't have in mind to say it for you. So just to give a theoretical example, we frequently have Kiddush said in shul Friday nights. Most of us probably, wherever we daven Friday night, they say Kiddush and shul. So generally speaking, no one is actually fulfilling their obligation of Kiddush with that Kiddush and Shul. We'll talk later in the series as to why that's so. Let's say I'm davening in Shul, and I'm going downstairs to eat a meal right afterwards, and this is actually going to be my Kiddush. And I figure to myself, I'm just going to listen to the Gabbe make Kiddush, and I'll be Yotze. But the Gabbe has no intent whatsoever to actually be saying Kiddush for anyone, because no one's being Yotze with this Kiddush in his mind. So even if I heard every word and I said Amen and everything like that, it's not good. It's not enough for me to want to be Yotze. The person doing it for me has to have me in mind. Now, most of the time, the person doesn't necessarily have every individual in mind. He just has like a blanket thing. Whoever wants to be Yotze with me should be Yotze with me. But you at a bare minimum need that. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.